So I'm still at the game jam, and I've basically crashed into a table here, which has got six people sat around the table, all sorts of different. We've got laptops and big screens and tablets and all sorts. Hi, what's your name?
My name's David.
And what are you doing here, David?
We're trying to create a game based on what's our theme again? Territory.
So are you one big group?
Yeah, we're one big group of five, and that chap.
Hang around at the end, okay.
Yeah, he's just turned up.
So you're working on different aspects of the game?
Yeah, I'm working on the programming, or trying to. We're a bit stuck at the moment.
Okay,
yes.
And this looks like you
reading
JavaScript?
It's JavaScript, yeah.
Okay.
It's a JavaScript engine called Impact. That I've not seen before until 3 hours ago.
So this is going to be a browser-based game?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next person in the group, hello.
Hi, my name is Frazad. I'm here because I like making games, and I work with Dan. So he runs this, so
okay.
I'm here to support Manchester Game Jam.
So, and you're also working on some
code? Yeah, I'm doing programming, so I thought it would be best we use Impact.js, easy JavaScript framework to kind of make games.
Do you come to these kind of things often?
No, but I will be because I just moved from Ireland, and there's not that sort of... we don't have a lot
of
these
thinking
meetups.
Your accent sounded a bit familiar to me.
We don't have a lot of these meetups, so yeah. I've just moved, so I'm pretty excited about
Why would somebody come here instead of just doing all this sort of stuff at home?
You learn a lot more, definitely, and seeing it's inspirational as well, seeing other developers do other stuff.
Yeah.
It's like back in the day, you'd do your own thing and you wouldn't know about it because like the internet was not that big. But now it's just like all the geeks get together.
So great. The geeks all get together. Right, we're moving around the table. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Cleaver.
Fever.
Cleaver.
Cleaver. Okay. And what you're part of this team? What are you working on?
Doing art and making a little character for the game. So I've just been working on him all day.
This is a little pirate-looking character, the skull and crossbones on his head, and he moves around as well.
Just like that.
Do you often come to these kind of things?
First time coming to this.
Oh right.
So,
okay.
I recently graduated in game design and.
In Manchester.
In Salford. The University
Salford,
of Salford.
Yeah.
This summer, haven't been up too much, so...
You came here to do something, yeah?
Yeah. So.
Great. So we'll move around the table. We've got somebody else here. Hello. Good.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Are you a games designer as well?
I do the apps side of things. I'm completely hopeless at programming. So,
you're working on such the visual user interface
element
of the game.
Yeah, I am.
Are you a graduate from...
Yeah, I recently graduated on the same course that Cuiva did. Which was computer and video game design at Salford.
So this seems to be working well. So far we've got two people working on the coding, two people working on visual aspects. So you're doing like character design, and you're doing such as
the
scenery backgrounds.
Yeah.
And we move on. Now, one of you is an imposter. One of you is not working in the group.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, that'll be me. So I came in about 2 hours ago, so I'm just actually waiting until the next theme starts. And then.
So you're not one of these people who they all stand up and you can say, yeah, I was part of that.
No. I can't be, unfortunately, this time. So, but yes. So what would you like to know?
Why have you come to the game jam?
Right, yeah. I mean, I've been working in the game industry for quite a while now, so it's the first time I've been down to the game jam. I wanted to see what it's like. I work on the iOS, on the iPhone, as well as the PlayStation Vita, and stuff like that.
So if they were working on a browser-based game, you might be thinking about how you can port that as an iOS app, possibly? Or?
Yes, I mean, obviously I've got to see how it comes about, but yes, mine would be... I would be taking it over to do it onto the iPhone as well.
That's great. I'm going to move on to the last person in our group.
Right.
What's your name?
I'm Will.
And your name is?
Oh, sorry, my name's Stefan.
Stefan and Will. Yeah.
I was another designer. I designed the environment, the bit that he walks on.
So you're the one with the graphics tablet.
I'm the one with the big graphics tablet, yeah. And the bigger screen. They said bring a laptop, but I didn't have a laptop, so I brought my computer.
So, have you been to game jams before?
No, it's my first one.
And do you think you're likely to come again in the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've really, really enjoyed it.
And what have you been getting from this that you wouldn't normally get at home?
Well, I mean, I couldn't make a game at home because I'm not really a programmer. So, you know, it's not. If you can collaborate with people, you can use other people's skills.
So there's people here with similar interests, but they've got different skill sets
exactly.
That you can work with.
Exactly.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck with your game.
Thank you.
Thank you.